Please remain seated. We will not have the gospel reading today. Instead, we have a shorter reading for 1 Corinthians chapter 13. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Peace and grace to you from our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be focusing on, today is the Sunday of Epiphany. And normally we think of the Epiphany as just the three wise men going off to the baby Jesus and offering their gifts. Good morning. Offering their gifts. But the word epiphany is best illustrated with that old commercial that many of you probably know about, the V8 commercial. I could have had a V8. You know, we see that often. I have an epiphany. I understand. The light has gone on. I know what I'm doing or should have been doing. Well, let's talk about that in a little detail for today to get a better understanding of that, because epiphany is what we as Lutherans refer to as, Allie, can you give me a guess here? We refer to epiphany as law or gospel. Take a guess, because we did go over this. Gospel. It's gospel. Epiphany is gospel. It's interesting. Most Christians think of it as law, though, so you're not too off. The other word that I would like to look at today is telesis. Telesis. And it means something that's finished. It's able to work towards a goal, knowing what the finished goal would look like. Working towards something with a horizon right in front of you. Not working in the dark, but working towards a horizon that you know. Medical school. Someone says in elementary school, I want to be a doctor. Well, right away, and especially among certain families, right? Especially families where there are already doctors involved. What happens? Oh, yes, great idea. And tell you what, I'll have you start working in the office. I'll have you volunteering. You can start cleaning. You can start doing the paperwork. You're already being prepared for a long, long journey. And you're going to be told, you got to get A's, you got to get A pluses, here's your GPS. Sounds like something you know, Constance. Something you have to achieve. You've done this. You're very much into telesis, right? Okay, here's the goal where I want to go. Here's all the things I need to do in order to get there. Telesis would not be something that you would look at if you're in basic training. I can tell you that. Any of us who've been in basic training know that. I just want to survive. Just get me through this day. Yeah. But when you're on the combat field, which I've never been, I've never had that honor to serve our country in that way, that's telesis. Okay, here's where I want to be. I want to be home. And the way I'm going to get home is to stay alive. And the way I'm going to stay alive is helping all my friends and companions stay alive. And the only way we're going to do that is to achieve this goal. And the way we're going to do that is this way, this way, and this way, and this way. And we've got to do a good job because it's our skins on the line, right? That's telesis. So becoming a lawyer, becoming a doctor, business person yourself. Every day you work within the field of telesis. Okay, here's where I want to be. In order for me to get there, I've got to do this and this and this and this and this and this. Now, why is there so much poverty in America? And notice there's more poverty now than ever before, and that poverty is growing. The welfare system is exploding. Why? Because fewer and fewer people are living a life of telesis. They're not planning out their lives. They're living from day to day or from moment to moment. And really not saying, here's where I want to be. How many of you have seen the commercial on retirement? Where the guy goes, okay, how much money do you have in your pocket? How much do you have in your wallet right now? And they take it out. and say, okay, now if you took this and you saved this over 20 years, 30 years, you know, will you have a retirement program? And it shows how it continues to grow. That's telesis. This is where you want to be. Now, telesis for us as Lutheran Christians means law. And you're going to hear that today. When we induct three new members into our congregation, you're going to hear me ask them about telesis. Do you agree? Do you understand? Do you comprehend? Are you in agreement with this? For our confirmation of Allie today, Allie's entire confirmation has nothing to do with Epiphany. Nothing. It has nothing to do with the gospel. Nothing. It's all law. You'll hear it. I'm going to ask her, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe? I don't ask, do you have faith? I'm asking her, do you believe? Are you going to use the Word of God? Are you going to remain true to the Word of God? These are belief systems. This entire structure of this church. And Allie knows this, right? There are two churches, the visible and invisible church. This is a visible church. It's constructed of what? The Epiphany or telesis? Telesis. It's a system of beliefs that we've agreed to. The invisible church, the Holy Spirit that's inside of each of us, that's Epiphany. That's Epiphany. Now, it's interesting. Hitler was a person who had a great sense of telesis. He knew where he wanted to go, and he knew how he had to do it. Unfortunately, he was wrong in many, many ways. But he had a vision, and he had a horizon, and he was going to follow that horizon all the way. So does Genghis Khan. So does Julius Caesar. Every dictator in the entire history of humanity has been a faithful person to telesis. They had a horizon, they knew where they wanted to go, and they did it. You remember Julius Caesar, what he did when he marched into Rome? He burned the bridges behind him, and he marched in with his soldiers, which was against Roman law. Capital punishment. He marched in with his entire army saying, hey, if you don't make me Caesar, he came in as dictator, made it very clear. He knew exactly what he was doing, and he burned the bridges to make sure he could have changed his mind. All of our politicians, they're there because they have a sense of telesis. They have a sense of horizon. They know what they need to do to get there. Our entire banking system is based on telesis. How much interest do they give you on your money? And how much interest do they charge us for using our own money? Huh? They know exactly what they're doing. Telesis, just because you understand what you're doing and you know where you're going and you know what you want to achieve, does not mean that's God-pleasing. Now, we have the Catholic Church, our brother over there. Now, they are a church of telesis. We are Lutherans, so we're a church of telesis. We have the Methodists and the Presbyterians, and it goes on and on and on up here throughout the entire valley. And so we have different systems of belief. Are we saved by what we believe? Are we saved by belief? No. Belief is here. Now, I have a sign in my office that says, treat your mind like a bad neighborhood and don't go there alone. This is not necessarily our friend, right? So if belief is centered here, huh? Epiphany is here. It's in the heart. We're saved by faith. Epiphany is faith. It comes from outside of us. you know, I asked my wife to marry me, but I had no idea what would come along with that. I had no idea. Had no idea of the 4 children that would come into my life, or the 3 beautiful grandchildren that would follow after that. I had no idea. You and Tim at one time had a belief. That doesn't mean it was working. But look at what happened. You are an epiphany. You are a gift of God. I had no idea about my children, but the moment I saw my children, I fell in love with them. Because that love was already there. That's because that love came from outside. I didn't choose to love them. I loved them because that was a gift given to me by God. It was also a curse. Hello, those of us who have kids. That love comes with a cost. Amen? Comes with a cost. And there are times I would give anything not to love my kids, especially when they were teenagers. Give anything for that. But I would never change it for the world. That's epiphany. Our relationship with God is that. It comes from Him. It's not dependent on us. What happens with telesis? What happens with our thinking? What happens with our beliefs? More and more, as I become older as a pastor and as a Christian, I trust theology less and less. Because theology is a system where we try to answer all the questions. Poor Allie had to go through this. Jesse went through this. Almost all of you went through this, right? And Constance, you had to go through it for a number of years, right? And guess what? The more you try to answer the questions, the more you find out it doesn't seem to all fit together, and you get really upset. Because our salvation is not about how we think about things, it's about God's love for us. Who said amen? You got it. Amen. That's exactly right. His love for us. That's what it is. And can we ever have a perfect answer for love? No, because it's not part of our world. It's never going to fit in. It's a round peg in a square hole. It will never quite fit in. We will always be struggling with this. So we have the 3 wise men. How do they start out with? Epiphany? No. Telesis. They're astronomers. Educated men. And they're looking at the stars. They go, whoa, something's happening here. And they're trying to figure out, you know, with geometry, where all this is happening. And they go, looks like it's in Israel. Bethlehem, maybe. Let's go there. Find out what's going on. And they work this out. Paul, it's exactly the way you go to work. Okay, I need to do this at this time, that time. This is going to take that long. You know, work this out. As an educator, you do the same thing, right? Okay, here's what we have to do. You ask the coach, what do you do? This is the goals we have to make. This is exactly the process. Mike, I know with you, with your work, you better be doing this. Otherwise, there's going to be a problem, huh? Very serious stuff. And so off they go. Now, what are they expecting? They're expecting some great find. Some spectacular thing is going to happen. And what do they find? They find a poor family and a poor baby in a horrible situation. That's it? You're going to come up here in just a few minutes, and what are you going to do? You're going to receive bread and wine. That's it? That's it? That's all? Yes. Telesis ends. What does the Bible say? God will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Wisdom will come to an end. We're saved by faith. God says, this is my body and blood. This is my gift to you. Do you believe it? I'm not going to let you figure it out. I'm not going to help you. It's not about what you think. It's about in here what I have given you. we put people to death. We put people into war. We put people into poverty. We have abused them over and over and over with the use of telesis, the use of our wisdom, the use of our beliefs and ideas. One church, one faith destroys another faith. Why? Because we are not in agreement. It's interesting, in Corinthians 13, we have this little passage that I read you about not seeing clearly, but we not knowing clearly, but we have been known fully by God. God sees perfectly. And it's like the kernel, it's like the seed. And what's wrapped around it? What's wrapped around this? This little two lines that I read. Is the beautiful passage of love. That love is perfect. And that love never fails. What is at the very heart of Epiphany? Love. Love. This cannot love. This will never love. First, it's incapable of loving anyone else. Second, it's incapable of loving ourselves. How many of you have ever gotten angry at yourself for making a mistake? Hello? How many of you still fight with yourselves about mistakes that you've made in the past? This will not love anyone, and it will not even let you love yourself. It's here in the heart that love is created, and that's a gift from God. That's the gospel. And love never fails. Love will do anything and everything necessary to celebrate its reality. As parents and as grandparents, why do we love our children? How do we love our children? By any means necessary. Why? In order to celebrate their gift in our lives. Amen. That's simple. If they succeed, we celebrate, right? If they fail, does it change our relationship with them? Not at all. We lift them up and support them and encourage them to go on, right? That's not a belief. That's faith. We have faith in them. We have faith that they're good. We have faith that they're going to do great things. In spite of whatever happens, we will not surrender to defeat. When it comes to our loving. That's Epiphany. So the three wise men today, we remember, came to that crib. And they gave their gifts to a poor family and a poor child. Not because they believed he deserved it. But because they discovered something much more than they ever saw in the stars. They found something much more than they ever found in their books and in their studies and their education. They were given the gift of faith and humility. So much so for us as well. We have one problem after another that we struggle with. But those struggles are all found here. All the answers are where? Here. Amen. Amen. Amen.